truth first. Beyond the five. Note, we actually have 9 officially recognized senses, including orientation in space, temperature, balance, and physiological condition. With all said about the importance of staying grounded in our 3-dimensional physical reality, the truth of the matter is that truth cannot be garnered from our physical senses alone. As the little prince said, "But the eyes are blind. One must look with the heart." We sense with our gut. We feel in our bones. We perceive with our heart. We detect in our conscience. We pick things up with intuition. Animals know from a distance whether another animal is friendly or threatening by its body language, and so can we. Attitudes and feelings are essential to good relationships, and we primarily communicate them nonverbally. The music of someone's voice, intonation, volume, tempo, cadence, is even more important than the words. We learn to distinguish sensory input from our 5 physical senses when we are babies. We detect the difference between mother's touch and father's, between one face and another, between one voice and another. We hear whether footsteps are mother's, father's, or the pet's. Our senses don't come automatically programmed like the sensors in cars or homes. We learn to interpret signals from our bodily senses by accumulating data and matching it with actual events. It is the same with our other senses. We gather data, and when we pay attention to the data and to subsequent events, our interpretation of our sensations becomes more accurate. We can fine-tune all of our senses. It's not automatic. It requires that we pay attention, not jump to conclusions, and be honest with ourselves. None of our senses, from eyesight to intuition, is infallible or 100% reliable. All are vulnerable to errors in perception and interpretation, illusion, and bias. We need to evaluate and weigh all of our sense perceptions. We need to know ourselves and be honest with ourselves about which of our sensations are more accurate in which situations and what our weak areas and biases are. To arrive at truth, even in mundane affairs, we have to incorporate more than our 5 basic senses. To protect ourselves, we have to pay attention to gut feelings that someone nearby might assault us, or that a car might cut right in front of us. To hire a good employee or employer, we have to pay attention to our feelings during an interview, not just reputation or scores on paper. Decades ago, bankers with a banker's nose were more successful predictors of who would pay back loans than any set of checkboxes. The most successful executives and scientists look at data and information, combine it with their knowledge and experience, and then decide based on intuition and gut instinct. 6th senses are not magical or special. Everyone has them. They become refined when we pay attention to them and to facts revealed later, adding 2 and 3 to get 5, and being honest with ourselves about all of it. Intuition comes with subtle bodily sensations. Subtle feelings are easily overwhelmed by strong physical feelings or emotions, but they can be recalled later. It is wise to take note of all of our feelings. They are the first stage of our inner guidance system and help us to communicate with and know what is unseen, but nonetheless real. Thousands of years ago, sages told us that this world isn't real. More and more people today are exploring consciousness and telling us the same message. What is real? And what does real mean? Definitions are crucial. By real, the sages meant unchanging. Anything that changes is ephemeral, not real according to that wise definition. Remember, humans have a natural need for certainty, security, safety. One would expect sages to seek what is real, what doesn't change, the ultimate and only real security. This unchanging reality is also the real truth.